Hello, hello, hello. This is the air castle in the land of make-believe. And all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. It is very pleasant in the tower room again today. Through its great windows we see many beautiful things in the land of make-believe and in the land of everyday. And soon we expect to see the smiling faces of happy little, perny little, clickety-clack, little wooden man only 1 foot high, and his little wooden playmate, Bugler Murphy, and perhaps Happy Duck, President Pip, Boppo, Yip, the little wooden dog, and Mr. Mr. Who is our guest, and who is getting now so that he can speak very well, that is for his experience. He came from the jungles, you remember. President Pip has been teaching him how to speak English. He does very well. We'd like to see him again. He hasn't been upstairs for several days. Well, who is this? Well, the funniest little man, little brown man. Who are you, little man? Oh, he's only about 10 inches high. And he's dancing right into the room. Oh, are you the little gingerbread man? Why, you're a very happy little man. Where did you come from? You know, I heard something about you, little gingerbread man. Yes, I heard that you hippity-hopped and skipped away from so many, many people that finally a fox ate you up. Oh, I'm so glad to see you in good health and everything. Ah, he's a happy little fellow. Dances around here. Can you say anything? Can't you speak, little gingerbread man? Well, what do you know about that? He has a voice. And, oh, just see his cute little hat. He has a little frosting hat. Well, wouldn't that frost me, he says. Yes, it does frost you. What is that you have? What is it? He's handing me a little piece of paper. Oh, it looks like a little song. Oh, I think it's a song about the little gingerbread man. Let's see if we can sing it. Old Mother Hubbard once opened her cupboard, said the little gingerbread man. And in a minute I saw nothing in it, I looked in every kettle and pan. Everybody had an awful appetite, so I had to run away with all my might. Cookie men must scamper quickly out of sight, said the little gingerbread man. And then the baker, the candlestick maker, followed me, and oh, how I ran. Then came the tailor, a soldier, a sailor, said the little gingerbread man. Upstairs, downstairs, all around the land. Until they lost me, now wouldn't that frost me, said the little gingerbread man. The baker, the candlestick maker, followed me, and oh, how I ran. Then came the tailor, a soldier, a sailor, said the little gingerbread man. Upstairs, downstairs, all around the land. Until they lost me, now wouldn't that frost me, said the little gingerbread man. So that's the song about you. The little gingerbread man can sing, too. My, what a nice little fellow you are. Kitty Clack and Bigler Murphy will be delighted to know that you have come to the air castle to be our guest. Who is Kitty Clack? Kitty Clack is a little wooden man, only 1 foot high. And oh, he wears the brightest colored uniforms you've ever seen. And Bigler Murphy is his little playmate. Yes, Biddler Matthew. Well, what do you think of that? They'll be here in just a moment. Here they come now. Oh, little gingerbread man, I'm so glad you're here. Yes, you'll be glad to meet Clickety-Clack, and he'll be very happy to meet you. And wait till you meet Boppo. Boppo is a very funny little clown, and I think you like him, too. You like little clowns? You know, you speak a little bit like Boppo. Here they are, Clickety-Clack and Bugler Murphy. Oh, see, your new little friend who just come to visit you. Don't you like him, though? Don't you think he's a nice little gingerbread man? Yes, the little gingerbread man had to just run and run and run to get away from everyone so that he could get here. And how he found the winding stairway which leads up here to the tower room of the air castle, I can hardly understand. Because, you know, Clickety-Clack and Bugler Murphy, he came from the land of every day, where there are real little cookie men. Oh, here's Boppo. Boppo, here's someone I know you can understand. He speaks almost the same language as you. Haven't you something a little more cheerful than that to say? Boppo, funny little clown, can't you say something a little more cheerful than that? Howdy do, little gingerbread man, he said. Boppo has invited the little gingerbread man to go with him to toilet. Clickety-Clack and Bugler Murphy. The very first thing Boppo did was to invite the little gingerbread man to go with him to Toyland. Boppo goes there every few days. I wonder if they will get back safely. I surely hope so, don't you? You like the little gingerbread man, don't you? Well, here comes President Pip. Perhaps you'd better blow his salute, Bugler Murphy. I wonder how his beard is today. My. No, it isn't President Pip at all. What do you think of that? It's Mr. Is that Mr. Salute, Bugler Murphy? Oh, my. Hello, Mr.
Bad trouble. No. Don't me bad afraid.
What's the matter, Mr. You say you're afraid?
Oh, President Pip, he say I'm bad man. Oh, make a beard green. Oh, he very, very, very upstairs.
You mean he's very much upset, I think.
Oh, he's upside down. Oh, bad, he says. Mr. You make my beard green. Bad, Mr.
I heard about that. President Pip told us yesterday that you made a mistake. Handed him a bottle of green ink instead of hair tonic.
Oh, I think to make fine, pretty green hair... Chronic.
Tonic.
Or tonic. And make a green beard, President Pip, he said. Oh, goodness me, Mr. See what you do. My beard green like grass.
And then what did you say?
Oh, I go. Say, Mr. President Pip, please, I go back home. And not right to make beard green, so go back home, Mr. You go back home.
Oh, but President Pip doesn't want you to go back home, I'm sure of that.
Oh, no. He say you stay till beard he get white again, once more, and you stay and work very hard now till beard get white once more.
Here he comes now.
Oh, Mr. Better go far away.
No, stay here, Mr. I'm quite sure President Pip will be calm today. Perhaps he's forgotten all about it. Bugler Murphy, the salute, please. Please, please. Hello, President Pip.
Hello, howdy-do, goodness me. Well. Hello, everybody. Bugle my clickety-clack. Howdy-do. Well, Mr. Rum, you know, I don't know what I'm going to have to do about Mr. Rum.
Oh, President Pip, not to do something, please.
You see, Mr. R is very much upset about the mistake he made yesterday. He's very sorry. Why, President Pip?
Well, sorry man. Things have come to a pretty pass in the air castle. Yesterday I had a green beard, and today it's purple. That green ink must have turned purple or something. Mr. R, do you know anything about my beard?
Oh, make a purple apple.
What? Did you say you made it purple?
Last night, you sleeping fine to go. Mr. Arnold, he come in with the purple, bottle purple. Say, oh, President Pip, in not like to have green beard like grass. I make fine purple.
Do you know that you're liable to make me the laughing stock of the land of make-believe by dyeing my beard purple when I'm asleep? I just made a proclamation yesterday to the effect that anyone seeing a man with a green beard would be me, and I'm the president. Now what'll I have to do? I'll have to issue another proclamation saying that the purple beard is the one that the president wears. Story man, sometimes I think I might almost shave off my beard.
Oh, President Pip, please don't think of such a thing.
Well, I know you'd wouldn't like to see me shave off my beard. Now, that's about as far as I can go in my threats. I certainly have threatened it before, and I don't like to have to threaten. But if things keep going on the way they are, I'm going to shave off my beard, and I think I would have done it anyway, only my chin is purple, too, with green stripes. Now, that would be a fine-looking man with a purple and green striped chin. So you see what you've done to the president?
Mr. I'm very, very, very.
You're very, very what?
Very, very feel too bad. Now, Mr. he will cry.
Oh, Mr. I don't think I would.
Well, let him cry. Let him cry. He has to learn a lesson of some kind. Let's hear you cry. Never did hear you cry. So you call that crying, do you? A noise like that coming from your mouth with your... with it smiling, is that crying? What kind of crying is that? That's the way they cry in the land of upside down. That means laughing. Are you laughing with me or at me?
Mr. Very sorry.
Well, I give up. Goodness me. We won't mention it anymore. I'll issue the proclamation saying purple beards are the very beards that count now. And you stay away from my beard while I'm asleep, Mr. Ruff.
Oh, all right. Not to paint pink or purple.
No.
Goodbye, children. Be good and you'll be happy.